President Donald Trump is increasing pressure on U.S. allies to help secure the Strait of Hormuz after the waterway was nearly closed by the war with Iran. In an interview with the Financial Times, Mr. Trump argued that countries benefiting from the vital shipping channel should help protect it. He warned that it would be very bad for NATO if allies refused to respond. Mr. Trump said the United States had supported NATO partners during the war in Ukraine, and that allies should now return the support, possibly by sending minesweeping ships to keep the route open. The Strait of Hormuz is one of the world's most important oil shipping lanes, meaning disruption there can affect global fuel prices. Prime Minister Keir Starmer is expected to announce new financial support for households struggling with the rising cost of heating oil. Prices have surged following tensions in the Middle East. More than 1.5 million households rely on heating oil, which is not protected by the UK energy price cap. Government sources say the support will amount to tens of millions of pounds. However, the help will not be a universal payment. Instead, it will be targeted at lower-income households through an emergency support fund. The UK Health Security Agency says antibiotics will be offered to students in the Canterbury area after a deadly meningitis outbreak. Two young people have died, including a student at the University of Kent. A further 11 people are believed to be seriously ill in hospital. Health officials say precautionary treatment will be given to those who may have been exposed to the infection. The government is introducing a new scheme to tackle youth unemployment. Employers will receive £3,000 for every young person they hire who has been out of work for 6 months or more. Ministers say the program aims to reduce the number of people aged 18 to 24 who are currently not in work, education, or training. At the Academy Awards, the political thrillers One Battle After Another was the big winner, taking 6 awards, including Best Picture. Actor Michael B. Jordan won Best Actor for playing twin brothers in the film Sinners. Meanwhile, Jessie Buckley became the first Irish star to win the Best Actress Oscar for her role in Hamnet. During her speech, she paid tribute to mothers and women everywhere, saying, "Thank you for recognizing me in this role. This is the greatest honor." And finally, a special event celebrating African culture is coming to Manchester. The Congolese community is organizing Taste of Africa, Manchester, a celebration of African food, culture, and community. The event will take place on the 30th of May, 2026, from 2 p.m. Visitors will enjoy fresh, authentic African dishes, music, and a chance to connect with members of the African community across the city. To attend, simply search Taste of Africa Manchester tickets on Eventbrite and register. Come and celebrate Africa right here in Manchester. And now the weather in Manchester. Mostly cloudy tonight, with light rain developing later. Temperatures around 8 degrees Celsius. That's the latest news from Neckoff Radio. More updates at the top of the hour. Stay with Neckoff Radio.
Il y a des moments dans la vie où tout semble bloqué. Pas assez d'argent, pas assez de soutien, pas assez d'opportunités. Et on se dit, je ne peux pas avancer. Mais écoute ce que disait Winston Churchill. Là où il y a de la volonté, il y a un chemin. Pas forcément un chemin facile, pas forcément un chemin rapide, mais un chemin existe toujours. Parce que la volonté, c'est cette force intérieure qui refuse d'abandonner. C'est ce qui pousse quelqu'un à se relever après un échec, à recommencer après une chute, à continuer même quand personne ne croit en lui. L'histoire du monde est pleine de personnes qui avaient peu, mais qui avaient une volonté immense. Alors aujourd'hui, pose-toi cette question. Est-ce que le problème est vraiment le chemin ? Ou est-ce que ma volonté n'est pas encore assez forte? Parce que quand la volonté est claire, les obstacles deviennent des étapes. Et le chemin finit toujours par apparaître.